This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. I was chatting with a friend just a moment ago. I said, hey, happy Wednesday. It's only Tuesday. And they're right. It is Tuesday. We've got what could be the only face-to-face debate between former President Donald Trump and our current Vice President Kamala Harris. That's this evening. I think it's going to be fascinating. And there are any number of questions that probably should be asked. Whether they will be asked or not remains the question. Our good friend Bill O'Reilly is going to be with us just about a half hour from now. O'Reilly has a brand new book out, Confronting the Presidents. And make no mistake, Mr. O'Reilly knows exactly which question should be asked. And I got a sneaking suspicion Mr. O'Reilly also has a list of questions that he knows are not going to be asked. So we'll chat with Bill O'Reilly just about a half hour from now. I do want to let you know tomorrow, September the 11th, it is the 23rd anniversary of the horrific terrorist attacks of September the 11th, 2001. And we will have a special program tomorrow because it's going to be the day after the debates. You and I will obviously have to talk about it. We'll analyze it. We'll discuss it. But we also, I believe, to my core, have an obligation to continue to observe and educate and inform people about what happened 23 years ago on 9/11. And we've got some special people who are joining us. Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard will be with us. Carl, as a member of the United States Coast Guard, was deployed immediately to Ground Zero. And he has some unbelievable insight that he is going to share with us tomorrow. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, also was sent to Ground Zero. And so he will be with us. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is going to be with us. And we'll talk a little bit about September the 11th with her, but also get her analysis of the debate. So the question becomes, what exactly are we going to hear tonight? And how is it going to be conducted? Let me give you a couple of pieces of information you may or may not know. The Kamala Harris campaign has now actually put up a page on issues. It's only 50-some-odd days since she was handed the nomination. 50 days. And you would think that in the 50 days or thereabouts, somebody on her staff would have said, hey, maybe instead of this piece of information here about how much you love nacho cheese Doritos, maybe we should put something up about, I don't know, economics or how Americans are trying to pay their bills or any one of a number of other issues that are actual issues as opposed to snack foods. Well, yesterday was apparently the day. Late in the day, they put up some positions, some views, some ideas on real, honest-to-goodness issues. Now, here's the problem. They didn't bother to scrub some of the information. So when you go there, you're met with the fact that it was copied and pasted. Copied from the Joe Biden presidential campaign site and then pasted into the Kamala Harris presidential campaign site. So each and every time the not ready for primetime vice president stands up there and talks about how she's going to do things differently and things are going to be different and she's got different ideas, that ought to be something that comes up in conversation. You would expect, of course, were there an actual journalist or reporter who was going to be present, that they would mention something. But given that it's ABC television news and the network news at ABC could not possibly be further left if they tried, David Muir, who is their chief news reader in the evening, there was a little breakdown done of the reports. 100% of the stories on the ABC television network news, the evening news, 100% of the reports on Kamala Harris have been positive. 93% of the reports on Donald Trump have been negative. Any questions? Anyone at all? Please raise your hand if you're not driving. Just let us know. Do you see something there that might be, problematic, worthy of discussion? Something that should cause someone somewhere to scratch their head and say, huh, just like on Sesame Street, one of these things is not like the other. But I don't think it's going to happen, except for right here as I'm sharing that with you. But now you know.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
In addition to all of that, I have a sneaking suspicion that the ABC television network news people will do everything possible to tank Donald Trump's campaign. I think that's going to be their mission this evening. Somehow, some way, they have to do some heavy lifting and keep the vice president looking like she really is a candidate for president, that she's a viable candidate, that she's standing there because she legitimately, honestly, should be. That's a heavy lift. I got news for you. That's not easy to do. And the flip side of what the ABC hacks have to do is torpedo and kneecap and shiv Donald Trump at every turn of the road. Now, that one I know they'll jump into. That one I know they're excited about. But I'm not sure if even they are prepared to try and prop up the vice president. And take a look at what's coming from the Harris Walls campaign. All sorts of notes and emails and statements talking about how Kamala Harris is at a disadvantage in this debate. Take a look, in fact, at the water carriers in the legacy news media ranks who are reminding you. Donald Trump has participated in more presidential debates than anyone else in history. And they're going to point out that Kamala Harris has never actually participated in any presidential debate. She was in a debate back in, 2020, right? When she was seeking the nomination. Now, you remember she dropped out before a single vote was ever cast. There wasn't a primary, there wasn't a caucus, because she knew she was going to lose. But in addition to that, once again, the books had been cooked by the Democrats to make sure that Joe Biden got the nod, and they cut a deal. All right, look, you stop telling the truth, and we'll make you the vice president. And she said, sure, that sounds good to me, because it's not like I'm going to win this nomination on my own. So they did it. So she participated in that debate. She had one debate with Mike Pence, right? So those would be the two high-level debates she's ever participated in. I have no idea whether she participated in a debate for the Senate seat from California or if she was ever in a debate for the district attorney's race in San Francisco. But the two high-level ones, again, are those. And so a lot is being made already. They're trying their best to tamp down expectations, lower expectations. She's not going to do very well, and so therefore, whatever she does is going to be a victory. That's how they will paint it and twist it and present it. It's going to be fascinating. I mean, what can I tell you? It is going to be fascinating. And it kicks off at 9 o'clock this evening, 9 until 11. No notes. They will be standing. President Trump won a coin toss, and so he then had the choice. He could decide that he would give his closing argument last, or he could pick which podium he wanted. Well, he's a smart guy. He wants the last message you get to be from him. He doesn't care which side of the stage he's standing on. Because he's just absolutely going to dominate that stage wherever he is. So he said, I'll take the final statement. I'll take the last and final closing statement. And that means that the vice president, Kamala Harris, got to choose her favorite podium. And I know I read it somewhere. Germ, did you make a note of it? I made a note of it. Now I forgot already. I don't know. She'll be on the left or the right. Who cares? What difference does it make? She could be floating in midair, and it's not going to make a difference. Because as far as the hacks are concerned, she's already the winner. And all they have to do is trip him up, and they're going to try to do that. I'll remind you that Bill O'Reilly is going to be with us in a couple of moments, confronting the presidents. Boy, I would love to have O'Reilly as the moderator of any of these presidential debates, because he asks tough questions, and it doesn't matter to Bill O'Reilly whether you've got an R or a D or a A or a B next to you. It doesn't matter. He will ask you the tough questions. He does a great job. But he'll be with us at 3:33, and then at 5:33, an old friend, Chris Ruddy. Chris is the CEO of Newsmax, and I was just on Newsmax the other day. Great operation. I'll tell you what Chris has been able to do with Newsmax through the years. It started as a newsletter. And I have been a loyal Newsmax subscriber since day one. And he's taken the company public. He'll give us a few details at 5:33. You know what's coming up on October the 16th, do you not? You don't? Well, Politics and Pints. Yes, our incredible adventure into the world of insane political discussions and beer. So it's happening once again. It's a Wednesday evening down there at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. We get together. We have a great time. We talk about all of the issues of the day. This is going to be right before Election Day. Believe me when I tell you, it's going to be hot and heavy. It's going to be a lot of really animated discussions. What happens? It's me. It's John Reed. Gary Hess is our great master of ceremonies / referee. Brian Kilmeade is coming back for this one. He was at the last one. He'll be at this one as well. Oh, and Dana Lash is coming to town to attend it as well. Oh, and Howard Gutman. So, I mean, it's like 5 out of 6. What are you going to do? The tickets are going to sell out. We're already getting pretty close to a sellout. You know, I lecture you every time. Because every time you say, well, I'll buy the tickets at the door. And then we correct you. Especially me. We don't sell tickets at the door. Well, I'll wait till you give away some tickets on the air as prizes. We don't give away tickets on the air as prizes. So You've got to buy your tickets online, and the only way to do it, I would go right now before they're all gone. Go to WRVA.com, WRVA.com. 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.